Hare Krishna. Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yashoda Nandana Braja Jana Ranjana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Gopi Jana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Jaya Radha Madhava Kuncha Vihari Thank you.
Prabhupada, Paramahansa-Vajjhaka-acharya, Ashoka-shat, Shishimad, His Divine Grace, Sisi Bhaktivedanta Swami Shri Prabhupada ki Ananta Koti Vaishnavrinda ki Namacharya Shri Haridas Thakur ki jai. Prem se kaho Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vidadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhaktivrinda ki jai. Shri Radha Krishna Gokopina Shyam Kunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan ki jai. Vrindavan Mathura Dham ki jai. Mayapur Navadvip Dham ki jai. Purushottam Kshetra Jagannath Puri Dham ki jai. Kaliga Pavan Shri Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Itai Gaura Premanande. All glories to assembled devotee. All glories to assembled devotee. All glories to assembled devotee. All glories, all glories, all glories to Shri Guru and Shri Kaurangha. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Narayanam Namaskritya Naram Chaiva Narottamam Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tatochayam Udhiraye Nashtaprayeshva Bhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttamashtoke Bhaktir Bhavati Naishtiki. So reading from Srimad Bhagavatam. Text 4. Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1st, Chapter 4, Birth of Emperor Parikshit. Please come closer. Little maintaining safe distance. It's a little scattered and I'm not able to focus. It's okay. Some, if you can, please come. So, text 4. Suta Vacha. Apipallad Dharma Raja. Pitruvat Ranjayan Praja. Nispruha Sarva Kamibhya. Krishna Padanu Sevaya. Suta Vacha. Apipallad Dharma Raja. Pitruvatranjayan Praja. Nispruha Sarva Kamibhya. Krishna Padanu Sevaya. Suta Vacha. Apipallad Dharma Raja. Pitruvat Ranjayan Praja. Nispruha Sarva Kamibhya. Krishna Padanu Sevaya. So we'll read word by word meaning. Suta Uvacha. Sri Suta Goswami said, Apipala administered prosperity. Dharma Raja. King Yudhishthir. Pitruvat. Exactly like his father. Ranjayan, please him. Praja, all those who took birth. Nispruha, without personal ambition. Sarva, all. Kamebhya, from sense gratification. Krishna Pada, the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. Anusevaya, by dint of rendering continuous service. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Sri Suta Goswami said, Emperor Yudhishthir administered generously to everyone during his reign. He was exactly like his father. He had no personal ambition and was freed from all sorts of sense gratification. Because of his continuous service unto the lotus feet of Lord Sri Krishna. As mentioned in our introduction, there is a need for the science of Krishna in human society for all the suffering humanity of the world. And we simply request the leading personalities of all nations to take to the science of Krishna for their own good, for the good of the society, and for the good of all the people of the world. So it is confirmed herein by the example of Maharaj Yudhishthir, the personality of goodness. In India, the people hanker after Ram Rajya because the personality of Godhead was the ideal king. And all other kings or emperors in India control the destiny of the world for the prosperity of every living being who took birth on the earth. Herein the word praja is significant. The etymological import of the word is that which is born. On the earth there are many species of life, from the aquatics up to the perfect human beings, and all are known as prajas. Lord Brahma, the creator of this particular universe, is known as the Prajapati because he is the grandfather of all who have taken birth. Thus, praja is used in a broader sense than it is now used. The king represents all living beings, the aquatics, plants, trees, reptiles, birds, animals and man. Every one of them is a part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Bhagavad Gita 14.4. And the king being the representative of the Supreme Lord, is duty bound to give proper protection to every one of them. This is not the case with the presidents and dictators of this demoralized system of administration, where the lower animals are given no protection, while the higher animals are given so-called protection. But this is a great science which can be learned only by one who knows the science of Krishna. By knowing the science of Krishna, one can become the most perfect man in the world. And unless one has knowledge in this science, all qualifications and doctorate diplomas acquired by academic education are spoiled and useless. Maharaj Yudhishthira knew this science of Krishna very well, for it is stated here, by continuous cultivation of this science or by continuous devotional service to Lord Krishna, he acquired the qualification of administrating the state. The father is sometimes seemingly cruel to the son, but that does not mean that the father has lost the qualification to be a father. A father is always a father because he always has the good of the son at heart. The father wants every one of his sons to become a better man than himself. Therefore, a king like Maharaj Yudhishthira, who was the personality of goodness, wanted everyone under his administration, especially human beings who have better developed consciousness, to become devotees of Lord Krishna, so that everyone can become free from the trifles of material existence. His motto of administration was all good for the citizens, for as personified goodness, he knew perfectly well what is actually good for them. He conducted the administration on that principle, and not on the Rakshasi demonic principle of sense gratification. As an ideal king, he had no personal ambition, and there was no place for sense gratification, because all his senses at all times were engaged in the loving service of the Supreme Lord, which includes the partial service to the living beings who form the parts and parcels of the complete whole. Those who are busy rendering service to the parts and parcels, leaving aside the whole, only spoil time and energy, as one does when watering the leaves of a tree without watering the root. If water is poured on the root, the leaves are enlivened perfectly and automatically. But if the water is poured on the leaves only, the whole energy is spoiled. Maharaj Yudhishthira therefore was constantly engaged in the service of the Lord, and thus the parts and parcels of the Lord, the living beings under his careful administration, were perfectly attended with all comforts in this life and all progress in the next. That is a way of perfect management of state administration. Hare Krishna. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurvanmilita Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupaha Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve गौरवाणी प्रचारिणी निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणी नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौरद्विषे नमः। हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधो दीन बंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये वांछाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिंधुभ्येव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा। सो वेलकम एवरीवन टू टुडेज मॉर्निंग श्रीमद् भागवतम क्लास ऑन अ वेरी रेनी डे raining continuously since night, right? So thank you everyone. So in this verse we can see King Yudhishthir, his journey towards becoming the ruler of Hastinapur, the king of Hastinapur. We can see that it's a very thrilling journey. Even in today's time, somebody becomes kind of even a minister of one state. It's like it comes in the news how he rose from his poverty and come to such an exalted position, right? So the journey of King Yudhishthir, you can see it's a very interesting journey. Right from his birth, it was a very difficult situation. Born as a fatherless child kind of thing, son of Dharma, father was not there, and mother Kunti, he took care of them, all five Pandavas. Right from childhood he could see the atrocities of Duryodhan. Duryodhan party was always trying to usurp the kingdom. They were trying to trouble them. Bhima, they were trying to poison Bhima by giving cake. Sometimes we like to eat cakes and we don't worry about the ingredients. What is there, it's just ready for the first bite. And we are so eager to have a cake. But here the case was different. Bhima was allured to eat cake. And Bhima ate that cake and then we know he was unconscious and all. But of course he was Vrukodhar, he was very powerful. He could digest everything. He could come back again to life and was ready to take revenge. And even at that time, Yudhishthir kind of consoled Bhima and tried to pacify him and not to revolt against it. Yudhishthir was so virtuous right from his beginning of his life. He was Dharma. Dharma's son, Sanadharma. So we can understand the principles he was observing throughout his life. And another time, the house of luck. They were sent to that house, and the crooked plan of Duryodhana was to burn them alive. All Pandavas, they should be burned to death. That was a wicked plan of Duryodhana and his party. But of course, Vidura, Krishna, they guided all the Pandavas, Kunti. And they escaped from that. They were saved. So we can see that there were always kind of life-threatening events in their life. It was not an easy life for them. First of all, Yudhishthir was supposed to become the king, because he was the son of the eldest kind of prince, Pandu. But of course, Pandu died, he was not there. And he was young, King Yudhishthir was young, so therefore at that age he was not given kingdom. And Dhritarashtra, who was like a blind uncle, it is said that blind uncle is better than no uncle. Right. So he kind of accepted that position. Somebody should be king, right? The kingdom cannot be without a king. So blind uncle is better than no uncle. So although he was not able to see, but actually he was able to see. He was able to see who is going to rule if I am not there. Who should get the kingdom? My children should get the kingdom, right? So that was a kind of very diplomatic plan. They were conspiring in the palace, not in ordinary house. In ordinary house also there are Mahabharata going on. Every house there is Mahabharata today. Who should get the kingdom? Who should get more property, more resources, more power? That is very sad situation of Kali Yuga. But it began with at a very high level, at a very, very aristocratic level. It was there. And Yudhishthir was watching all this. What is happening? That when he was young that time, maybe he could not understand that this kind of diplomacy is going on behind my back and I am helpless. But when he kind of growing, he understood that there is kind of huge politics going on here. I am supposed to be there, but who is controlling, who is ordering, commanding? But of course he was very virtuous. He did not kind of protest because there was no power within him. He was kind of very virtuous person. He was tolerating, accepting whatever was going on. And then later we can see that as things were progressing, as they were growing, all the Duryodhana, his Kauravas, Pandava, they were growing, and the enmity was becoming more prominent. They wanted to exterminate Pandavas by all means, because somebody has to be king, right? Dhritarashtra was kind of holding the fort because nobody was there. But somebody should be enthroned to take the kingship. Somebody should be the king. And who should be unanimously agreed? So there was no agreement, there was no unanimity. So there were fights going on, and somehow or other they were trying to sideline Pandavas and get the kingdom. And we can see the kind of gambling match. They allured Yudhishthir to play a game of dice. Let us play. And Kshatriya is not usually supposed to kind of reject such kind of offers, fighting and playing of dice. It's a game. Somebody wins, somebody loses. That's okay. But when it is getting too much, when too many kind of things are waged, then it becomes a very kind of frenzy. And they wanted to somehow other put them into this kind of difficulty. It started, began with a small thing, and then it started, they involved more and more. And they started putting their entire kind of property on the bet. So gambling is so dangerous. Hazelinus Radhanath Maharaj was once explaining that there was one student, an Indian student, who went to America for studies. And it was kind of game or something. He went into that playing and casino or something. And he started playing. He first won. And he was more addictive. He started getting more involved. He started more putting his whatever money fees was there, he started putting, thinking that he will get more money. He started getting involved so much that after some time he lost. Something like $25,000 he lost. And suddenly realized that what has happened? I can't study now here, I have to go back. So that was the situation. So gambling is so dangerous, one should be very careful. So Yudhishthir and Pandava, they started betting and they started losing, they were losing everything. And the other party was just rejoicing because their plan was successful. The diplomatic plan was successful. We know what happened. Draupadi was insulted and the complete kind of scenario was so humiliating. Yudhishthir was helpless. They had to accept kind of 12 years of quarantine kind of forest life. Go to forest. 12 years. We order you to go to forest. It was so kind of disturbing, but they had to accept. And after that 1 year of incognito, if you are detected again 12 years. So a kind of perpetual kind of exile. And somehow that they were like accepted all that difficulties and still pulled through all that situations. And still maintaining that kind of morality, that kind of virtue, religion, is not an easy thing. One may lose faith in God. Hey, where is God? Why is putting me in so many difficulties? I am supposed to get everything and I am losing everything and I am worshipping Him. But of course when Krishna's supreme mercy comes, He starts taking away things. One should be very careful. That is the supreme mercy of God Krishna, Lord Krishna. He will give only to few who can handle that. He can give and He can take away also. So Krishna was taking away everything from Pandavas. They were like accepting, exiled and everything. And still He was maintaining that kind of virtues. He never gave up His path of religion. And we can see so many difficult times he faced in His life. He faced Yaksha. He was like all the other Pandavas were lying unconscious. And Yaksha, he was asking questions to the Yudhishthir. And he very appropriately answer all the questions. And he asked him, what is the most surprising thing in this material world? And we know the answer, famous answer. Pahaniyani bhutani gacchanti amavayam. All living entities are going to the abode of Yama, abode of death. They are going to die. As sure as death, nobody can survive in this material world. But still, one thing is that it will not happen to me. I'll be spared. I will live here for many, many thousands of years. Time is getting over so fast. And still the hopes are not ending. Right? So that is the most surprising thing. Yudhishthira Maharaj had that even understanding. That huge awareness he had. And then later, when again they came back and kind of there were hostilities from Duryodhana and it was becoming evident that there is going to be war because there is no other solution. Krishna tried to pacify everyone. He became Shanti Dut, peace messenger, and tried to sort out a lot of things. But okay, you take, and the Pandavas were ready to accept. 5 villages, not big cities, but just give us 5 villages, small villages, we will live there. But Duryodhana was not ready to give even a that piece of land which even a needle can pierce through. That was real arrogance. So Krishna, he was within his heart, he was understanding that, okay, let us see what happens next. And then Yudhishthira and all, they had to accept that there is going to be war now. And we had to fight. And it was the war of religion. Dharma Yuddha. To establish religion, there has to be wars. It is very ironic, right? To establish religion, there is fight. There should not be any fight to establish a religion. But that was the situation. There was no other way. There was no understanding. There were no negotiations happening. Both the parties, I mean, at least one party was adamant on getting the entire thing. So there has to be war. So they arranged all the senas and Krishna offered his Narayani Sena. He wanted myself or Narayani Sena. Duryodhana thought that, okay, I will accept the numbers. Number game. He was caught up into number game. He did not realize the power of Krishna, that Krishna is so powerful. If Krishna is on my side, I don't have to worry. But if Krishna does not give intelligence, if Krishna does not give the understanding to understand him, one cannot understand him. Naham prakasha sarvasya yoga mayasam. Krishna covers himself with his internal potency, external potency, right? For those who are averse to Krishna, it is external potency. For devotees, it is internal potency. Devotees also sometimes cannot understand Krishna in the higher level. So, the war had become evident and they were ready to fight. And we can see that when that situation came, when Drona had to be killed. And Drona was like not, he was so fighting so furiously. That time nobody could stop him. And he was just going on. So then they had to Pandava's party, they had to create a plan to stop him, to take his attention. And whom he will be attending, whom words he will take seriously. So they understood that if Yudhishthira, he speaks something, Drona is going to take that seriously. Okay. Otherwise, he is not going to take things seriously, because Yudhishthira is someone who never speaks a lie. Right? Whatever circumstances may be there, he was so famous for speaking truth in spite of all the difficulties and adversities. So they put Yudhishthira in the front and told Yudhishthira that you have to speak one sentence. And what is that sentence? Ashwatthama is dead. Right? That was like a big jolt to Yudhishthira, because he had never spoken a lie, and it was like a principle he was breaking. Like a breaking a four-regulative principle. Not possible. I mean, he was not ready in the beginning. But of course, he spoke. And then how they did was, there was one elephant named Ashwatthama. They killed that elephant first and then he spoke. Ashwatthama is dead. Narova Kunjarova. That was silent, little silent. Kind of a, but before that first part of the sentence, there was so uproar that the second part of the sentence nobody could hear, Drona could not hear, and he just gave up everything and sat on in the middle of the battlefield. And we know what happened later. So, and because of that, it is said that, of course, he didn't speak a lie. I mean, but there is a higher level of understanding that because he hesitated to accept Krishna, his chariot, which was like flying in the sky, I mean, not sky, but above the ground, it started now touching the ground. Right? That was like a big ordeal he went through, Krishna's test. Krishna tested his dharma. He passed it. It was not that he failed. And Krishna's way of testing is completely different. It is very humiliating sometimes. Krishna tests and humbles and still continue the path of devotional service. Not easy accepting that. When somebody has to accept all one's faults and then still continue worshipping Krishna is not easy. But Yudhishthira Maharaj, he continued. I mean, his faith in Lord Krishna did not deter. It didn't budge a little bit. And still, later, when the entire battle was fought, all the parties, all the soldiers were dead. What was the consciousness of Yudhishthira Maharaj? One side he saw that there was so much massacre happened, so much bloodshed, oh, so many people died, so many children became fatherless, so many ladies became widows, so many animals died, horses, elephants, and so many other people died, so much disturbance in the society. Yudhishthira Maharaj took it on everything on himself. He was saying that this battle was fought because of me. All these people died because of me. He was not very happy. Even after getting the kingdom, even after becoming victorious, he was not happy. In today's time, somebody becomes victorious, some or other, crooked by so many different means, somebody comes to the power. There is so much huge joy, rejoicing. Some other, now we are going to establish Dharma. Now we are on the power. Whatever happens in the society. But the real consciousness, the real consciousness of a Vaishnava is not that he wants to get power, he wants to control people, but he wants to maintain his own consciousness. That is the real worry for a Vaishnava, that whether my consciousness is getting polluted or not. If I accept this position, then maybe I will get affected. But sometimes one has to accept, because it is a service at a higher level. So therefore one has to maintain the mood of becoming servant of the servant. That's very difficult. Because unless we do proper sadhana, bhakti, we may get affected by the so much material power and position, resources, control. So therefore having a spiritual leadership is not an easy thing. And sometimes one may get affected by even others who may come and prompt so many things. Even somebody may try to maintain the proper conscience, but there are so many people around to so many things they are prompting. And then even the leaders can get affected. That is the power of material energy. So therefore to have a proper consciousness, Krishna consciousness, is not easy thing in Kali Yuga especially. And here Srila Prabhupada also explains that Ram Rajya, how Ram Rajya was established, what happened before that, what happened to Ram. Ram was exiled to forest for 14 years. And for what? Because of whom? Because of one maid servant. Right? She just kept polluting the mind of Kaikeyi. And which day? On the day before when Lord Ram was going to be coronated. Before that night she was prompting, telling so many things. That your son should become the king, and what is I am seeing? And Kaikeyi's mind was polluted. She had accepted Lord Ram as good as her own son. But because of so much continuous kind of prompting and polluting the mind, she got affected. And then we know what happened. Right? So before Lord even came to rule Ram Rajya, what Lord Ram went through, and even King Yudhishthir, when he is now enthroned as a ruler, king of the Hastinapur, what he went through, and still what is his consciousness? He is maintaining his consciousness, not saying that now I have got so much power, now I forget Krishna. No, it was not like that. He didn't get affected by power. He wanted everyone to excel. He wanted everyone to become the devotees of Krishna. Because I went through this ordeal and have realized that there is nothing higher than in this material world than taking shelter of Lord Krishna. There is no other shelter. There is no other kind of power or resources which can save us at the time of death. And if we don't take shelter of Krishna, then we may take so many other false shelters. These are all fallible soldiers. Srimad Bhagavatam explains that these are all fallible soldiers. So therefore one should have complete faith in all the situations in one's life. That ultimately who will save us at the time of death? Right? not our bank balance, properties, estate, family, medical insurance. All these things cannot save us. If we have not practiced Krishna consciousness throughout our life, at the final moment, it is not possible to suddenly remember Krishna. Sometimes people may think that I will suddenly remember Krishna when all the three elements, kapha, vata, kapha, vayu, pitta, all these things are disturbed. We get a small fever and we forget, we keep the mala aside. Right? So therefore, maintaining the faith in spite of getting so many things is not an easy thing. And his name, Yudhishthira, is also so appropriate. The meaning of Yudhishthira, it is explained that one who remains steady in yudha, war, he remains steady, he remains virtuous, and he proved that, Yudhishthira Maharaj proved that he was steady even in the fighting. And another aspect of Yudhishthira, he remains steady even in his spiritual warfare. He was a spiritual warrior. What is the challenge for a spiritual warrior? To forget Krishna. Right? Material energy will continuously tempt us, taunt us, harass us to make one forgetful of Krishna. To lose faith in Krishna, that is the biggest loss. And as long as we are in this material world, we have anarthas, we take shelter in our own conditionings and we try to justify so many things, we will forget Krishna very easily. Not difficult. So therefore, to have that faith, to not forget Krishna, to be grateful to whatever situations he is putting us, that is the real meaning of Yudhishthira. As a spiritual warrior, everyone should be like Yudhishthira. So then we will realize that how important, how difficult it is. It is not just getting some power or position, all problems will be solved. But to maintain that consciousness, to have that Krishna consciousness is so important. And we can see from the example of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, at least in this year, we should remember every day. 100 years before, 1922, he met his guru, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj. This is 100th year. And what was the question? What was the discussion going on? Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj said that there is only one problem in this material world, and that is lack of Krishna consciousness. People become sufficiently Krishna consciousness, all problems will be solved. That is the biggest anxiety of the great acharyas, to give Krishna consciousness. No fight for all trivial things. Develop broad consciousness. This is 100th year. And Srila Prabhupada, he was that time when India was under the subjugation of British rule. He was thinking that first we should get freedom. That is the most urgent thing. India is ruling, getting controlled by these foreign forces. And we get the freedom, then we will all practice all Krishna consciousness. But Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Maharaj said, no. That is not the urgency. Krishna consciousness is the urgency. Becoming Krishna conscious is the most urgent thing. Because today this party may be ruling, After some time, other party may come, rule. But the ground reality of the people doesn't change. People continue suffering because they don't know the higher values. That nobody teaches them. It is not just by economic development all the problems will be solved. Economic development is necessary, but at the same time, people have to become more Krishna conscious. And here, what was the most important aspect of becoming a king or prajapati or the leader? Prajapati, Srila Prabhupada very nicely explains that praja means one who is born in the kingdom or on earth. Anybody who is born in his kingdom, even that may be an animal, a bird, or reptile, or even the aquatics, should be protected. That is the duty of a king. It is not just the human beings get protection, but all living beings, they should get protection. That is the consciousness of the, that should be the consciousness of the leader. Under my rule, everyone should have protection. Nobody should suffer. Because there is a higher harmony. There is a harmony in the nature. One who is higher developed consciousness, they understand that we depend on the nature. We can't exploit nature. The more human beings are exploiting the nature, we can see that what is happening in today's world. Right? There is so much imbalance in this. Environmentally, there is so much imbalance. Socially, there is so much imbalance there. Morally, there is so much imbalance. Ethically, there is so much imbalance. There's so many problems are happening because of lack of Krishna consciousness. And therefore, it is so important, the consciousness of the leaders is so important. And here, Srila Prabhupada, at other place he explains that Krishna gives knowledge to both. He starts parampara in both lines. One is the Brahmarshi line and one is the Rajarshi line. The Brahmarshi line is, we know, the Brahma, Narada, Vyasadeva and the next lineage. And the Rajarshi parampara he gives knowledge to the saintly kings. Because they are going to be the administrators. One is the Brahmarshi, Brahmanas and the Kshatriyas. So both should get spiritual knowledge. Krishna imparts knowledge on the both lines. And there has to be cooperation between Brahmanas and Kshatriyas. Then the society can make progress. Brahmanas have the vision and Kshatriyas, they do the execution. So when there is a proper cooperation between these two classes of society, then the real progress will happen. So I will end here. Time is up. Anybody has any comments or questions? You can. Or they can ask personally. Hare Krishna. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.